Our story begins at Manhattan Monthly, where Rex enters Alexandra's office.
Alexandra, have you seen Evelyn today? I can't find her or Blake.
Nope, but I'm looking for her myself.
Well, if you see her, tell her that I talked to my sister, and I want to talk to her about what she said last night.
What do I look like? Evelyn's messenger service?
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Whatever, Alexandra. I'm not in the mood for your games today.
Rex, wait. Look, I'm sorry. I've been in a foul mood ever since I saw your friend, Raven, the other day.
Why don't you just stay away from Raven, and the both of you will be much happier.
Hey, it was a complete accident that I saw her. But once again, she reminded me why we're no longer friends.
You're no longer friends because you slept with her husband.
Yeah, and ever since then, it's been one thing after another with her, including accusing me yet again of pushing her down the stairs.
Look, this isn't my fight, but if I have to choose sides, it will be Raven's.
Of course. You're such a loyal friend.
Yes, I am.
Anyway, I'm talking to everybody at Monthly who was here the day of Raven's accident. I figure the only way to end this once and for all is to find out what really happened. The cops sure as hell didn't put much effort into the case, other than railroad me.
Just let it die, Alexandra.
I can't do that, Rex. I'm going to get to the bottom of this, one way or another. The only problem is, no one seems to remember anything. Not even Evelyn, who I thought would be the biggest help in figuring this all out. She told me that she doesn't even think she was here that day, and I know I talked to her just before the accident.
Maybe she just forgot.
Can you think of anyone else, besides me, who might have had it in for Raven? If she was really pushed at all.
No, everyone... Wait, hold on. There is someone who may not like Raven as much as it appears.
Who's that?
The woman we've been talking about. Evelyn Shoemaker.
At Wilson's Diner, Charlie is talking to Gretchen at the counter when Heidi approaches.
What do you say?
Charlie, hi. I've been trying to reach you. Why haven't you returned my calls?
Oh, Heidi. Heidi. Hi.
So, the two of you know each other.
Well, I thought so. But I never heard from you after you left me that voicemail about the dinner party.
Oh, well, you see, I ended up taking one of my new employees instead, Maddie.
I see. So, Charlie invited you to be his date at the family dinner party?
Yes. And how do you two know each other?
I was at the dinner party, too, and Charlie gave me a ride home.
Oh, that was nice.
Why don't you tell her all about it, Charlie?
You know what? I'm very, very late for work, ladies, and, you know, being the boss and all, I'm really setting a bad example for my staff, don't you think? So I gotta go.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to do that. You better hurry off so you're not any later than you already are.
Yeah, definitely. Good idea. Coffee girl, I'll call you later. I promise.
Okay.
And, goodbye, Miss Gretchen.
Bye.
I feel like I'm missing something here.
No, Heidi. You're not missing a thing.
Back at Manhattan Monthly, Rex and Alexandra enter Blake's office.
Blake, there you are. I've been looking for Evelyn.
Is she in today?
Actually, no. She called in sick. I had a voicemail from her when I got in.
I don't remember Evelyn ever missing a day of work before.
Well, I think these may be unusual circumstances.
Look, Blake, Alexandra and I have a theory that we want to run by you. It's going to sound off the wall, but please hear us out.
What's this about?
It's about Evelyn and about you.
I don't understand.
Blake, based on what I've seen at the office and a conversation that she had last night with my sister, I think that Evelyn is madly in love with you.
Come on. Wait, you're serious, aren't you? Where in the world did you get an idea like that?
She basically told my sister at Murphy's Law last night. Apparently, Evelyn tied one on pretty good.
Riggs, I don't want to get into specifics, but I gave Evelyn a good reason to go tie one on last night.
Haven't you noticed the way she looks at you? It's obvious to me now.
Okay, just hold on here. Let's say, for argument's sake, that Evelyn has a crush on me, even is madly in love with me, as you say. What does this have to do with the two of you? Why are you bringing this up to me now?
Because we think Evelyn may have been the one who pushed Raven down the stairs last winter. She tried to kill Raven.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.